you go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm super excited to be back here on this Friday. And listen, man, we're going to have a hell of an episode. And listen, I'm having a hell of a week this week, man. Everything is going great. Workout's going great. Not too many haters, not too many critics in the comments and the DMs. So it's been pretty smooth, man. And I'm learning as I go. You know what I mean? The more I ignore that stuff and the more you move with positive intentions and you putting great stuff out there, you're going to get great energy in return. And so I'm loving it, man. So it's a lot of stuff going on out here, and I got to be careful with how I address it, right? It's a lot of negativity keeping people obese, a lot of negativity keeping people out of shape. And listen, I'm just trying to tell the truth, and I'm trying to go. I'm not trying to hurt feelings, but sometimes feelings get hurt along the way. It's just a byproduct of the game. But anyway, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. You probably wonder what this guy need me to do with the furry hoodie on, with the furry hoodie that do match the pillows, but it don't match the headphones, but it don't match the couch. I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only, the best playback gang on YouTube, aka the PBG. I need y'all to go ahead and hit the like button. And listen, before we get this show going, before we keep it going and talk to the fam, listen, man, they come to us because we are the source. So you might see some BS. You might see something you don't believe. You might see Serena Williams shooting up Ozempic. Come ask us if it's legit. Come ask us if it's phony. We're going to give you the real answer, because guess what? We never been proved wrong on this show. Everything we say has come out to be right. Every theory has come out to be right. That's why they call us the source. And that's why I got one thing to say. Tochi's back. Hold on, who's back? Tochi's back. B5 sitting on the runway. Big ass chopper, call that Beyonce. Tochi's back. What's good, bruh? What's going on, man? I think you on mute, bro. I think you gotta, you gotta hook up your microphone. But while Tune is doing that, just say something. We'll hear you eventually. We'll get in these comments. Jennifer, see you tomorrow. Wicked, what up? Jenny, what up? Tune, go look in the settings and look at the microphone settings. You might gotta switch it. He's back. What's good, Jay Sean?
He's back.
Stephanie, live on a Friday. Ezekiel, what's good? Runa, what up? See you killing it on Chris's stories all the time. Okay. Shout out to Steph. Damon, what up? Yeah, Damon, holla at me, bro. I hope everything is well, brother. Mark Carter, Boogie Down Bronx in the house. Are you ready for the new year, new me, folk?
Nope.
I don't even attract those clients. Yeah, we can hear you now, bro.
They left. I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, what's going, Tune? What's going on, man? How you doing, brother? Tunchi's
back. Like you said, man, another great week. God is good, man. Fit, so you we did. Blessed. Man. You know the vibes. You dig?
Yeah, man. We're gonna have a good one today, man. But yeah, I don't even attract them New Year's clients. NM catching a live. Welcome. Hold up. I got you. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Coach Pope Fitness, what up? Is the black it's a lot of black community today. Ronif, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Not to be soft to your client. Yeah, we ain't soft to clients. Stephanie, Daniel Shannon, what's going on? Tunchi's back. All right, let's get this thing going. See Marty Klein, he posted leg day. Oh my God, was finer than fine, but this is a fitness podcast. Y'all are wild. Anyway, hey man, let's get this episode going. It's been a while, man. It's been a while, man. So listen, bro. They said there's an absence of plus size clothing at TJ Maxx.
What?
They said it's not enough plus size clothing at TJ Maxx.
What?
Let's check it out, man.
let's
make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Oh, it's y'all girl Samira too. Shout out to Samira.
What's so interesting about TJ Maxx's the runway collection is that straight sizes exist both inside and outside of this collection, but their plus size offerings only exist outside.
Oh,
of
brother.
The runway. And let's take a trip to the plus size section, which is far, far away. And it's only the.
I know she not complaining. The plus size section is too far away. We're cooked.
One side of this one rack. This is it. Just this one rack. I'm getting aggravated. Mind you, anyone who's not.
Again, it's only going to be one rack because the bulk of the revenue for the company is not from plus size clothing.
Nope.
My plus size can shop from the front to the back, whereas the plus size people only got this one rack, and it's all ugly. And it's not even a just this location kind of thing. I also went to another TJ Maxx this morning.
Oh, brother.
It was the same thing. There are no plus sizes in the runway collection, and the women's plus size clothing are all ugly. Now, what does that tell you about who's allowed on the runway and who's not?
Yeah, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is what America has come to, man. These people have become so entitled. We've coddled them so much. We've lied to them so much. We've gassed them up so much. Dusty Ninjas have given them so much D and dates that they think every clothing store is supposed to have 4X, 5X, 6X, 7X clothing. It's getting crazy out here, man. These companies are not going to cater to y'all, right? And not only are you not the bulk of the revenue coming in, but it's not healthy. It's not a good look, and nobody wants to be identified as the plus size, the plus size company. Again, Victoria's Secret got rid of it. Nike stopped their plus size campaign, and the list goes on. It's just not a great business model. And if they tell you it is a great business model, they lying to you.
Stop the cap.
You got anything on that tune?
Man, folks that wake up and smell the coffee, man, understand that the way that the world is moving to healthy, fit people, right?
Exactly.
You're either going to get with the program or you're going to get ran over by everybody that's getting in shape, getting their mind right, getting their health together. And that's including the fashion world too, right? The bulk of the clothes that's sold or the bulk of the merchandise that's sold is geared towards regular in shape people. Right.
Exactly.
So you mad that you can't find your size rather than being mad at the franchise, be mad at yourself and get yourself together. And maybe you can fit a regular XL. Maybe you can fit a medium, a small, a large.
Yeah. That's all it is, man. And you could get some exercise to lower your size. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. Listen. This is how the world works, man. You either keep up or you get left behind, right? And you either going to take a L or you going to take a win. And you just got to realize you're going to take a L. Nobody gives a fuck anymore, right? The world is getting tired of coddling. This applies to, never mind, I'm going to keep it fitness today. I'm going to keep it fitness today. That's what I'm saying. The world getting tired of it, man. People are becoming more authentic. People are telling the truth more, right? Less scams going on. People getting exposed for scamming shit, right? With social media now, people, it's just, these companies tired of it, bro. And at the end of the day, It's all about money. So if these plus size people ain't putting money in these companies' pockets, it's dead. Keep it moving. And it is what it is.
I'm going to tell the truth.
And you know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. We got a lot to talk about tonight, man. Samira, again, so sick of her complaining. How about work on yourself? She's not going to. Maybe they put her far away because they know they might need some extra steps. Exactly. Well, she don't want to get no extra steps. I don't know if she does food reviews, but she go doing that clothing shit in every store. Rhonda with the bars. If they add restaurant and TJ Maxx, would the clothes be sold out or the food? Shut up. Monique, what up? Big Spider in the building. She had the wrong TJ. She had the wrong Maxx. She can go to CarMax and rock a car cover. Yeah, brother. First comment of the day. You're out of here.
Break free, you're up.
Spider Mo and Chris, I saw zero skits this week. Spider Mo was ducking. Spider Mo ain't want that work. Yeah, she can go to Catherine's or Lane Bryant. Yep. Not complaining about discount brunch on Sundays. Absolutely not. Anyway, man, we killing y'all already. And what we got next? Oh, we got a simp, and we have a woman who made a weight loss agreement with her husband, and she didn't live up to the weight loss agreement. Let's see what happens, man. Tone, let's see what happens in this video. Buckle your seatbelts.
Let's see.
This one's going to be a good one.
He didn't want to marry me because I didn't fit his weight requirement in the 3 years we were together.
He wanted you to be bigger or smaller?
Well, I made the mistake and signed an agreement that I would lose.
Look, he getting ready to start simple.
Tell me about an agreement like this that you had to sign.
I guess basically in order for him to marry me, that I would work on losing weight so he would buy me stuff for me.
I mean, just the fact that you have to sign an agreement to keep up with your weight is absolutely ridiculous. But let's save it for the end. My bad.
To lose weight, and then he would go to counseling.
What I'm hearing is a broken, dismantled, trauma-filled man who self-projected his self-hate, his insecurity, his lack of integrity on you.
No. We gonna tell the truth.
Let's go.
Why is it always an issue when a man has requirements? Sometimes we just not yoked for each other, and that's perfectly okay. But in terms of even just like you said, he created a contract. Mm-hmm. Sure, but she signed it. You don't have to sign the contract.
Okay.
If I felt that disrespected by you writing this contract and laying it in front of the table, I say get the fuck out of my face. But she signed
Deuces.
I signed it because I'm 47 now, and I want to be married. I was in love with him, so I figured the pickings is slim.
But I want to say this. Yes, she signed it. Yes, she needs to take accountability on that piece. But to your point that if you're saying that this woman is not the weight class, the body size, I'm not attracted to her, she's not conducive to my liking, why in the am I dealing with her in the first place? Okay? Why in the am I choosing her in the first place? I have the power of choice. There are a million women in here who are smaller, bigger, no BBL and everything else. I can choose that which is conducive for me. I don't have to pour into her or project onto her some trauma that I'm dealing with to say, look, I need you to sign a contract to be a certain size. Go get that choose a size you want.
Trauma. All right.
This guy stinks.
It's trauma, Tune. It's trauma's fault.
You hear the keywords?
yeah, trauma's the keyword for the trauma's the word of the day.
Self-projecting.
Hey, look. Yeah, stop projecting. Listen. Oh, yeah, definitely projecting. But listen, my thing is this, man. I'm not trying to be a relationship podcast, but I think fitness, regardless, relationship or not, should just be a standard, right? One, you shouldn't have to sign a contract for that. You should already want to be healthy. You should already want to look good for yourself and for your wife or husband, fiance, whatever the case may be. I think this is absolutely ridiculous to even blame it on the man. Listen, if you didn't want to lose weight, you shouldn't have signed a contract. And if you did sign a contract and you weren't gonna live by it, that's on you. That's your fault. But to sit here and act like it's the man's fault because he wants to continue to be attracted to his wife, I don't see the issue with that. Will she have an issue if he goes broke or becomes poor and can't pay the bills? Will she leave him? I think she absolutely would. She would be calling him a bum probably. But I mean, this is just where we are in society, man, especially in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We can't have these conversations with our women. Unfortunately, we do love y'all, but it's the truth. And the more y'all make excuses, the more you demonize the man for wanting, you know, for wanting you to be better and holding you to a certain standard. The 60% obesity rate in black women is just going to continue to rise. What you think, Tom?
Yeah, man. About the sign the agreement, that's a little bit extreme. However, she does. She does need to take some accountability. Number one, for signing the agreement, because you know you knew what that entailed, right? But more importantly, like you mentioned, it should already be a standard. There shouldn't have to be an agreement to come into play anyway. You should want to get in shape not only for yourself but for your partner, right? You know, you should have that certain level of self-respect to want to look the part, to want to feel good about yourself, and not for any external validation, right? Because if you do the work on yourself, you put in time, you put in effort, you put in energy, rightfully so, whoever's looking for you, whoever's meant for you, they will find you, right? And you don't have to subject yourself to doing dumb shit, which will force you to try to, you know, accomplish goals that you don't even hit at the end of the day anyway, right? So, you know, I feel like people just need to do better. They need to do better. They need to stop looking for things to force them to want to do the thing that they should already be doing, right? Which is self-improvement. Just getting better, working on yourself, working on your body, working on your mind, right? And stop depending on, you know, people waiting to coddle you or hold your hand to do the thing you should already be doing.
And we got to reach a point where we stop blaming things like trauma, okay? Hey, newsflash, everyone. Everybody has trauma. Everybody has moments that hurt them. Everybody has moments that scare them. Everybody has, you know, things they can't go to sleep without thinking about at night, right? We all have our shit. You're not special. You're human just like the rest of us, right? And I know it sounds harsh, but you got to start blaming your decisions. You got to blame the Twinkies. You got to blame the Apple Jacks and the Goldfish. You got to blame the sweets. You got to blame the alcohol. Right. You can't sit here and say trauma when you're actively making these horrible decisions. You can't blame trauma because all of y'all, we all follow trainers now. You got a trainer on your timeline. You got a trainer friend that you see daily and you still don't go to the gym. You drive past a Planet Fitness to go to brunch. You drive past a One Life Fitness to go to the kickback. You drive past a Gold's Gym. To go to Popeyes. Oh, your friend got a suite at the Commanders game? Oh yeah, you drove past LA Fitness to get to that Commanders game, didn't you? It's right up the street. But I'm just saying, man, we gotta be more accountable as Americans, as black people, and black women. Y'all damn sure gotta be more accountable. Y'all got every excuse in the book for that obesity. And that's why I said 60%, man.
That's high.
Anything else to him? High as shit. High than a kite. High than a blimp.
High than a simp.
Hey, go ahead, bro. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it. We got a lot of comments. I can't even go through all of these, man. We got a lot. That's what happens when you eat Ben's chili every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hey, Gene, what up, man? That dude is dumb. If he had to do all of these agreements to try to get her to lose weight, he didn't need to be with her in the first place. Absolutely. I like the way he think my wife is in shape, but I should have made a contract. All right, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
We're not talking about your bedroom on the fitness podcast, brother. Take that shit back to Philly. That's some South Philly shit. That's some South Philly shit right there. Take that shit back to South Philly. Take that shit back to Broad Street in Philly. It's like, nah. The community strikes again. Jenny said, I'm not going to say what race. A real man going to accept her roles and raise another man's kids.
This nigga crazy, cuz.
Stepdad spider mode. Dude in the blue, the only one with a spine. Big facts.
Facts.
All right, man. I ain't gonna be able to get through everything. We got a lot of comments, man. But Tune, how it feel to be back on the podcast, man? Feel good, bro?
Feel good, man. It's been a while, man. Miss folks, man. I see the podcast. I see the podcast is still the number one fitness podcast out here.
Come on, man. Listen, I was watching some of them episodes in the studio. We gotta get back in the studio, bro. We was cooking.
We gotta holler at Big Ism, man.
We gotta holler at Big Rob, man. We're gonna get back in the studio soon. All right. Ladies, we still on y'all ass.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
This woman, unfortunately, a black woman.
You know, black people.
She's gonna tell us why women let themselves go. Tune, do you know why women let themselves go? No.
Trauma.
Maybe trauma. All right, let's see what she has to say. Make sure y'all hit the like button and let's find out what this woman has to say.
If you feel like the woman is letting herself go, ask yourself, am I loving her correctly to the point that she wants to show up as her best self? Sometimes it's not your man doing anything wrong. We deal with a lot of mental stuff. I need you to come and fight for me. Keep me safe from myself so much that I don't get to attack myself.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So if she's not being loved correctly, she gets big back. If she's not being loved correctly, you have to protect her from herself, and herself is making herself fat. I'm not really sure what's going on nowadays, man.
That's some bullshit.
It is.
Bullshit?
I've seen every excuse in the book, man. And ladies, this is getting pitiful. We can't sit here and say, you know, black women are the most educated and y'all doing shit like this. Black women out here successful, killing it, creating businesses, you know, doing all types of things, all types of amazing things, which I want to be treated like children. And this isn't just a black woman thing. Let's get that straight, too. This is, like I said, this is American. Everybody is soft now. Society's getting softer, and that's why backs is getting bigger.
Big back activity.
It's no type of mental toughness, no type of accountability, no type of grit, and no type of wanting to work hard, no sense of purpose. And that's what leads to the obesity rate, man. You got anything on that, Tune?
Yeah, man. People just lack mental fortitude. They looking for everybody else to place the blame onto but themselves, right? How is it supposed to be the man's love and affection that causes you to want to be in shape? You got to take that apart yourself. That man can't hop. That man can't hop in your body and do the work for you. You know what I'm saying? He can't force you to get into the car, drive to the gym, get on the Stairmaster, pick up the weight, get the personal trainer. You know, at a certain point, we got to stop blaming everybody else and, you know, point the finger at our damn selves. You know, it's all about accountability and wanting to do the work, right? You feel me? And until we realize that, and until we come to that acknowledgement, you know, people just gonna be obese. People gonna be depressed. The world gonna get softer, like you said. Backs gonna get bigger, and we gonna, you know, have endless conversations or topics to talk about on this podcast. You get?
Oh, yeah, the podcast isn't going anywhere, man. It's absolutely not going anywhere. But like I tell y'all, you got to leave these dusties and leave them behind, right? Stop associating with them. Get the fuck away from them. Unfollow them if you have to. Keep distance. If it's your family, keep it family, right? Go to the family functions. That's it. Get away from them because these people are going to keep you down. They're going to lower your mindset. They're going to add negativity to your mindset, and you're just not going to continue to elevate like that. Most of this fitness shit is mental. Your mental has to be on point, right? If you're hanging with people like this, there's no way you can connect with people like me and Tune and others on this podcast and lose the weight, build the muscle, because you force the change when you get in that gym. These people are doomed. They're going to be in obesity land for the rest of their lives. A lot of this shit you see today, you got to think, they might not make it to 60 years old. A lot of them might not make it to 50. She's doomed. There's no change in her mindset. Am I right or wrong, Tune?
She's fried. She was speaking with such conviction as if it's everybody else's fault but hers. Yeah. She's good. She's fried.
Yeah, unless, she's cooked.
Unless something drastic happens where it changes her complete perception on how she, you know, treats her body and her nutrition, yeah, she's done.
Yeah, she's cooked.
She's finished.
Yeah, it's cooked, but we cooking.
Let him cook.
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. We got a lot of comments. ADM, what up, bruh? Where we at? Where we at?
Shout out to the best fitness podcast in the world.
Yeah, dude. I saw that joint. I can't find it, man. My young Shelly ass. Down 180 pounds. Shout out to Shelly down 180 pounds. And her daughter down 60 pounds. Where's anyone to say shut your bitch ass up to her? I got you.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You really got to get your mind right and push yourself. Absolutely. Morning's in the lab with Keith. What's going on, Keith and Morning's in the lab? Shout out to y'all. The nature of woman is a follow, so it is bad that these men are out here with bigger titties than theirs. Absolutely. We don't condone that on this podcast. But it's the fault of the ladies that choose the simps. Yeah, simps ain't, ladies, simps ain't gonna do it for you, ladies. I'm late and Tunchi's back. Absolutely, man.
Tunchi's back.
Let's keep this thing going, Tune. All right. We got I don't know what to call this culture. But when guys say they prefer a fitter woman, smaller woman, slimmer woman. Sorry, we on the women today heavy. We're gonna get on the men too. No, actually, we're on the women a lot today. I'm looking at the lineup. Anyway, they say that men who want these fit women are pedophiles. And then the first time I posted about this on social media, they said I'm making it up. There's endless evidence. So I'm just going to bring up some more evidence. Tune, have you heard anything like this in your life before?
Yeah, it's crazy work, but, you know, that's the world we live in. I don't know what to put. I don't know what to call it, truth be told.
Yeah, it's very fucking sick. Men's obsession with adult women being extremely skinny is internalized pedophilia. I don't know where we're going in America, but ladies, this is more propaganda to keep you obese. Okay? So this woman here checks her, says men liking women who take care of their bodies isn't internalized pedophilia. It's called fitness and preference. You're screaming pedophile because they don't want you. If we use your logic, women wanting a man with abs and a beard and a clean haircut would be internalized homosexuality. Yeah, it sounds dumb. So apparently this girl here, they have another picture of her. And this is the girl here, man. And it's just, you know, this is a woman here who just doesn't want to get any better. So because she doesn't want to get better, she tries to shame the men, right? And this happens the other way around. You know, there are guys who don't want to get better, so they shame guys like me and Tune who are in shape. And this is just the new culture in America, right? I can't do what he does, so I'm going to talk bad about him like a little bitch. I can't step up to the plate. I'm not on his level. I'm scared of the gym. I don't want to be sore. I don't want to do pull-ups, so I'm going to talk bad about him. And it's just where we are, so... You got to have the mental toughness to block this shit out, not feel like something is wrong with you, not feel like you're a weirdo because you want a woman who matches your energy, a woman with a similar mindset as you. This right here is insane. What you got on this, Tune?
Yeah, that comment is just straight deflection. Another person who's scared of putting the work, who doesn't want to grow, who doesn't want to be uncomfortable, who doesn't want to better themselves as an individual, right? And who's avoiding the hard things in life, right?
Exactly.
Anybody knows, you know, you included, Chris, like, you know, we hang around all fit people. That's just our lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. Whoever you hang with, you know, you're gonna be a product of your environment, right? Birds of a feather, right? So if you hanging out with five fat, out of shape people who don't exercise, want to eat chips all day, you know, watch anime, you're gonna be the sixth joker, right? So it's important that we stop deflecting and talking bad about men that have preference, right? And who have standards, right? And requirements for who they want to date. It's not, I shouldn't be called a pedophile because I like a certain type of woman who has discipline. you know, who loves herself, who respects herself, right? But there's people out there like this young lady, right, who, you know, they name call and they try to be a Debbie Downer, right? Just because, you know, men out here having standards. But, you know, that's fine with me at the end of the day.
my issue with it is, like, that's not a word to play with, bro.
That's a strong word.
It's not a word you just throw out there and label people, man. It's serious consequences for being a pedophile, and, you know, with the law, and when you get to jail. They don't play that shit in jail.
Just the accusation alone can tarnish one's character, for sure.
And it's something that doesn't leave. Like, even if it's not true, that's something that stays with you forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people's going to continue to second guess you. It's the same as, like, if you get called, like, a woman beater. If that shit comes out to not be true, people still going to call you a woman beater. The fact that it's associated with you, you're cooked. You're cooked. Yeah, that's another one. You're cooked. So, yeah,
sure. Even if it's not true, that word has such strong, you know, sentiment behind it. It's like, hold up. Are they actually a rapist? Are they actually a pedophile? Like, you know, people will second guess just by hearing that those words.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, bro. You know, it's so backwards. And you just got to understand that what makes sense now. Common sense is looked down upon. You got to be, you know, twisted, saying the wrong thing, trying to normalize something that wasn't normal 20, 30 years ago to be considered normal nowadays. Don't get me fucking started. It's not just in fitness. But it's crazy out here, man. It's crazy. So, stay on the right side. Stay on the side of common sense. Keep tuning into the best fitness podcast out. Make sure you tap in with me and Tune's content, because we're going to keep you on point. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And it's a lot of goofies in the fitness world, too, that's going to lead you astray. So, the source is going to be the source, Tune. And if it ain't the source.
A lot of folks get exposed out here day by day.
Listen, if it ain't the source, they just trying force. If it ain't the source, they're wrong, of course.
If it ain't the source, you're going to get torched. Talk about it.
What are you talking about? It is what it is. You know what's the truth. You know I got to go. Man, there's so many comments. I'm going to try to get to the best of them. They say you're gay or like kids if you don't want these hippos. They basically bathe in delusion, tell themselves whatever they can to cope. Yeah, man. It's cooked out here, man. Let's see what else we got. That's why I don't interact with people on Twitter. Twitter and TikTok probably have the dumbest people. Twitter does have some idiots. You know what all these platforms do nowadays? It's always the high cholesterol individuals. The fact that her profile is called the Queen of Accountability is perfect. Yeah, she definitely held her accountable. Clean your mirror before taking a pic. The belly.
Belly?
The belly. Tie stain on the mirror. Yeah, the mirror was crazy. People call me anal for how clean my house is, but just another form of discipline outside of the gym. Exactly. That's dirty mirror is definitely a turnoff. My cousin has a DV conviction and resisting arrest. And he can't find a job outside of day labor jobs. It just sticks with you, man. Dusty black boys sure do like women built like monster trucks. Yeah, you're arrested too, brother.
Break three, you're up.
Yep. See you Sunday. Got your ass kicked out. Take that shit back to Chicago. Y'all Philly and Chicago is tripping today. New York next. New York next. I feel New York going to mess up next. Essay and other allegations can change the trajectory of a person's whole life. Best stay with your tribe and work towards improving as a unit. Yep, Tune in the house. Brown Baldy, what up, man?
Good.
All right, we got one more black woman video. Just some bullshit I saw. It was sitting in my folder, and I thought we would add it. So, give black women grace like black men get grace. That's what it was. That's what she said. So let's check it out.
Topic actually kind of. Huh? My heart a little bit. As someone, matter of fact, y'all see it. I talk about it all the time.
My neck is dark. I'm actually battling, going back and forth with my weight, trying to drop. I drop loose. I have a hormonal imbalance. I have PCOS. I have all this other stuff. I've been trying to get rid of this double chin for the past 2 years. Still haven't done it.
Oh.
I really wish that the world would just stop putting so much onus, so much pressure, so much on black women. Black women. We already have a lot of issues. And for y'all to come up here and talk about black women and obesity like there aren't other contributing factors to it, environmental factors. When it comes to having empathy for black men and all the setbacks they've had, we, for some reason, can't give that same grace to black women.
Stop the cap. Oh, brother.
Hey, oh, she gets a couple of these, too. She gets this, too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? I want to know what the environmental factors are. I'm really curious. Because not just black women, you know, but a lot of people in America think they're just predisposed to be obese. They think it's something that is normal. They think it's something that they can't control. And if you look 20 years ago, when me and Toon were kids, there weren't this many obese people out here.
At all.
Right? At all. It's just, it was even less in the 90s. Huh. I mean, this is crazy. The CIA and the conditioning, they're doing a great job because our people are cooked. And somehow it becomes a black men versus black women issue. I don't even know how that fucking happens. And how are black men shown grace that black women aren't shown? You know, Toon? Because I don't know. That's what she said.
If anything, we get it 10 times harder.
That's what I thought.
And still nobody gives a damn. You dig?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the previous post, they called a black man a pedophile. I mean, there's no equivalent word we can call black women for their preferences. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going too far off the rocker.
Man, if she just did her research, she can see if she, you know, filters her algorithm, man, for all them issues she mentioned. My neck is dark. I got PCOS. All this can be solved by the food that you put in your gut. You know, that's a direct correlation that you have poor gut health, and it's going to reflect on the external, right? So if you have alopecia, you know, if you have whatever, some type of skin disorder, it's all a reflectant of the parasites that are in your gut and the poor foods, processed foods, the sugars, fast food, whatever the case may be that you're putting inside your system, right? The information is out there, but you gotta go seek the information and do the work and do the due diligence. So there's no more excuses, man. We have access, we have resources. But, you know, people will find any excuse not to do what, you know, what's required. So I'm not trying to hear the bullshit at all.
Yeah, man. Exactly. And if, you know, let's say they have some type of issue that was out of their control, right? Let's say they were born with it.
Sure.
Let's say something is hereditary.
Okay.
The poor lifestyle is only making it worse. The poor lifestyle is making it worse.
It's exacerbating the narrative. Like,
yeah. And then there are things that you develop through your poor lifestyle, like type 2 diabetes, that can be reversed.
Hypertension.
You know what I mean? A lot of people will get the information, right? Okay, I did XYZ that contributed to this condition I have, and still live the poor lifestyle. Don't make any fucking changes. And have the nerve to blame it on racism and life is hard as a black man. You know what I mean? Shit makes no fucking sense, bro.
Pedophile men.
Yeah, and then just project on men and call us pedophiles. Fucking crazy. Make it make sense. But anyway, Ronith here. Ronith is the scientist on the show. Girl, it's acanthosis nigricans. Okay, I never heard of this. Not a little darkness. It's your body telling you that you're becoming insulin resistant. How about that? How about that? Have the nerve to be online complaining, and you're becoming insulin resistant. Ridiculous. The grace is lost in that forest of hair she's rocking. Oh, brother, that was harsh. For the folks who complain on the internet, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. How dare you? Grace must have got lost in the mail because I haven't seen it yet.
Nope.
SF, what's good, brother? Where we at? Let's keep going in the comments. The diet so are work the same for black women? That makes no sense. Yeah, this shit is crazy. Okay, Vicky in the comments, you can definitely reverse a lot of hormonal issues with working out and cleaner diet. Absolutely. Especially right. Women. Y'all be tripping with that poor lifestyle shit. Y'all tripping with the whole...
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
That ain't helping your PCOS.
Nope.
At all. Wicked Scorpion, what do you think of... Oh, God. Y'all got to chill, bro. Same before, and I'll say it again, if motherfuckers got time to make excuses, got time to make better decisions and go to the gym and be active, fuck them excuses, exactly. Folks keep using racism as an excuse, wouldn't survive Jim Crow. Those things can make it hard, but when I'm consistent with working out and eating well, I feel great. Absolutely, man. Hey, killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Oh, so we got this show that the... 600-pound life, 700-pound, there's an 1,000-pound show, whatever. It's one of these fucking shows, right? And a lot of these women will say they'll stay fat because the women on these shows have a man. Well, she got a man, though. They always got a man.
Nope.
Okay. Well, let's see the reality of what these men go through on the show since they always have a man. And let's see what type of man it is. What you thinking, Toon? What type of man you think it is, Toon?
A big back simp.
Let's check it out, bro.
Are we having any snacks left?
Yeah, we do, but, like, do you really want to eat those snacks?
Well, my back really hurts.
And I'm sorry about that, and I apologize.
Her back hurts, so she wants more snacks. And look at him. You know he's simped out.
Super
you know simped he, out. You know he's straight from Simp University. Simp State.
You.
Simp you. Let's keep it going, bro.
Because their back hurts, but if you start snacking now, honey, like...
Please go get it. I just want some snack food. I promise that I will try harder the next day. Will you please just go get it?
So he's going to get the snacks. Red flag, right? Let's see what happens.
Hey, how's this? There you go. Oh. Eat your snacks, because this is what it is. You know what this is right here? All these little things right here in this bag is considered death, Lindsay, and you're killing
Yeah, y'all thought he was a simp.
Yourself with this bull. Now, I'm not sticking around for it.
Oh.
Serious. Eat them. Come on. Eat death, Lindsay. Eat death.
Damn.
This is the hardest thing I've ever done, and I'm trying the best I can.
You're not trying.
I just wish he could see that and support me how I need.
Oh, brother. Did she get an old brother or SYBAU? Which one did she get?
SYBAU for sure. Hey,
all right, SYBAU, but
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
All right, listen, man. This is obviously an extreme situation, and this can happen the other way around, where the man doesn't want to get disciplined too. So let's make that clear. We're not just coming straight at the women today, but this is the behind the scenes of what you don't see. When people say, yeah, you know, I like them thick. You know, I really don't care, right? At some point, the lifestyle is going to catch up to them and the partner's going to get tired. That's reality, right? Nobody wants to be with someone who's constantly not improving, right? Who doesn't want to get better and who keeps doing the same fucking habits. And you see the frustration come out. So, you know, I'm proud of that brother there for telling the truth to his partner. But honestly, that's real love. What you think, Tom?
Yeah, that's super real love, right? Because as bad as he wants to listen to Shorty because he care about her, you know, he let his real emotions, he let it out. He let her know, like, yo, this is killing you. And I care about you, so I'm gonna let you know and stop coddling you, because it's his behavior. I know just the way his mannerisms, a lot of his behavior was enabling what she was already doing, right? Yeah. Now that frustration finally boiled over, he had to let her know, like, man, this is killing you, and I don't want to be here to see it.
Man.
But yeah, that's a sticky situation, man. I would never be in that situation, but
we'll never be in that situation, brother. Fuck that. That shit ain't happening, baby.
I'm pretty sure he still stayed. Like,
yeah, he doesn't have the balls to leave. You gotta be a different type of person, man or woman, to just be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm out of here. Fuck this shit.
She probably paid the rent.
You think she got a job? And he don't got a job?
She works for Moat.
She's a DEI hire. Yeah, we need an obese person for this job.
Nope.
Yeah. We need a fat Jenny for HR position.
Nope.
It's crazy. They gonna cancel my shit. They gonna cancel me. Oh man. Anyway. Alrighty. Well, it is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Dom DeMarco. The villain arc begins. Yeah, that's how you start a villain arc for sure. 1-0 Simpson Park. Simpson Park. Bro, shut up. Yo, no, bro. Never mind a Jenny L, man. She was too lazy to pick her damn head off the pillow. Come on, Karen. She literally couldn't even roll over. That's a pathetic waste of life. That being said, Spider-Mo would take it down like Chris Brown. That's crazy. I think he's acting for the camera so he doesn't get labeled an enabler. Possible. She work at the same place as Marty and Tommy. you know, when the camera goes off, she gonna punish those snacks. Yeah, probably, man. Anyway, let's keep this thing going, bro. How you feeling, Tony? You good, man?
I'm great, man. This is very entertaining. Best fitness podcast out, man.
It is entertaining, bro. It is entertaining. We here to educate, entertain, talk a little shit. All right, we got this girl here. She says, when you're getting in shape, you can't choose men over the gym. And this was a little shocking to me, because I didn't know that that was a thing, that women choose men over the gym. Sounds crazy, right? Well, let's check it out and make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy.
People be asking me how I got so consistent with the gym. My quickest answer is that the gym is their priority and anything else is an option. You get what I'm saying? So if somebody wanted to hang out with me, for instance, the hangout would have to fit around the gym. Like, I have to go to the gym first, and whatever time I get done at the gym is the time we will have to hang out.
Yep.
I'm not canceling the gym to hang out. You know what I'm saying?
Let me find out ladies out here canceling the gym to hang out with Dusties.
And like, would you cancel work to go hang out with someone? No. You would have to go to work because that's your priority.
Absolutely.
I have to go to the gym because that's one of my priorities. The hangout is after. Anything else is after. I don't fit the gym around things. I fit things around the gym. And yeah, that's just how it is. So now, even if I don't feel like it, I know I got to show up because that's one of my priorities.
Absolutely. Shout out to her. And that's why she looked like she's fit. She's skin glowing, skin looking good, and all of that. But this is the reality, man. You got to prioritize the workouts, right? The workouts can't be secondary to whatever you got going on. That's how people aren't successful, right? So if you prioritize the turn up and you turn up so much, that means like drinking, you know, or having fun to my white audience, if you don't know what turn up means. You prioritize that so much that you miss workout the next day, or you decide to eat trash, right? To eat a heavy meal to soak up the alcohol so you feel better the next day so you don't catch a hangover. Hey, you're not prioritizing fitness, so don't get mad at the results. You know, I saw a lady today. This is a little off topic, but she said that she doesn't want to have creatine anymore because creatine is making her bloated. Creatine is a supplement to basically, you know, put more water in your muscles, pretty much. It'll make you stronger. It'll make you look bigger. She says she doesn't want to have creatine anymore because she's bloated. Now, the only time you get bloated on creatine is when you're eating shitty and when you're not hydrating, when you're not drinking your water every day. So that woman there is not prioritizing fitness, right? She's putting other things before fitness, more than likely. She's putting trash food before her fitness. You gotta be locked in. And just like the girl said in the video, the fitness, everything is around the fitness. The workout comes first and then the other plans come. Obviously, you got job, you got family. That we're not talking about that. We're talking about all the other things that can throw you off. You got anything on that tune?
Yeah, and I like what she says, and it goes both ways. So it's not only for the women, but it's for the men as well, too. If you're trying to really lock in and, you know, elevate, you know, sculpt the body that you envision, you gotta cut all the bullshit off. Right, you gotta really focus up. You can't be chasing women. You can't be out partying. You can't be, you know what I'm saying, hitting the bar every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right, you gotta have that tunnel vision. Right, and everything else, like you said, everything else plays a backseat to the fitness. Everything else is ancillary, you know, when it comes to fitness. Right,
but absolutely.
Want to link up? All right, bet. Well, let me get this workout in, then I might want to link up if I'm not too tired. Right, or you know, there's this move going on. All right, cool. Did I work out yet? If the gym ain't get done yet first, everything else damn near is obsolete. And that's the mindset that you should have. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So once people start to develop that mindset, and everything else is just, you know, everything else is extra credit, I like to say.
Yeah, you want to get to a point where it's like, you know, if you skipped your workout, especially if you skipped your workout for some bullshit. You want to feel bad. You should be like, damn,
I should have worked out.
I bullshitted today, man. So uh-oh. All right, Kiara. a woman prioritizing her fitness so she can be healthy and have some longevity is a pick me now. For my white audience, if you don't know what a pick me is basically saying your priority is making men happy. That's what a pick me is, pretty much. So this is a prime example right here, Kiara. I'm not sure what's going on there. I don't know how you came to that conclusion, but ladies, I feel bad for y'all. Y'all can't do shit for yourselves. I mean, damn. God forbid a woman wants to better herself. A man too. Yeah. Anyway. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. That comment threw me off. what the fuck? I'm sick of this shit. Why is fitness so rejected? She didn't even mention men. She actually put men on the back burner in the video, if you think about it.
Yeah, like
she said, before she hang out with a man, she's getting her fitness done. So like she's not even choosing men first.
Like the men is a distraction in her book.
Men is a distraction. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, we're cooked. And just like Joe Thomas said, so what? Pick me's get picked for a reason.
Dom the Monko. I know, but that actually relates to this video. Funny enough, one of my clients actually sent me this video, right? One of my clients actually sent me this
video. Oh, for real?
Yeah, in the group chat. And funny enough, this client, yeah, and she's a woman as well, but this client has lost over 100 plus pounds. In less than several months, and you know, she being goals too, but you can see the mindset shift, right? It's to the point where it's like if she doesn't work out or she doesn't get her workout in, now she's irritated or she don't want
to. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
she don't care about nothing else. You know, she's dedicated, and then not only that, but like seeing as though I'm her trainer, we do this day in and day out. We set the precedence. We set the standard, right? So she sees how I live. She sees the characteristics that I embody, the mindset that I have. And how I treat my body and how I treat my business and how we take this shit serious. It's just like, damn, like I don't want to let myself down, and I don't want to let my trainer down, right?
Yep, yep.
You know, we rub off on other people whether they know it or not.
Yeah, well, that's why a trainer got to be fit. That's why a trainer has to be in shape. That's why a trainer has to constantly be challenging themselves, man.
No debate.
Yeah, no debate, because I can't shift your mindset if I never had that mindset shift myself. You know what I mean? So that's dope. I love to see women, especially our black women, with that mindset, man. We definitely love to see that.
100%.
Trolls are still present. Yeah, we had a troll on the last show too, man. It just Tune, you missed the troll era. It got crazy on here, bro.
Really?
It got crazy on here probably about a month or so ago. Man, you missed it. But I had to get that out of here after I crashed out a couple times. That was pretty entertaining.
Profile. You made her put a profile picture up.
Come on, you know the trolls never put a profile picture up. The people, listen. Hold up. Listen. If you're going to come in here and talk shit, because you see my face. You see the brand. You see my real name. Well, it say C. Marty Fit, but and it's not hard to find my real name. If you're going to come in here and talk shit, have a profile picture and have your name up there. Let's see who's really talking. It's easy to talk behind a burner.
Put your name in the bio.
I got my name and likeness on here, right? Yeah, you could Google me. Let's see what you look like, and let's see your gym results before you come in here and talk shit. Show us that you better than me. Show us that you know more than us. Show us your results. Where's your resume? Where's your certifications? Let us know.
Where's your social proof?
Where's the social proof? We would love to see. Because we still don't know what Marie looks like. Marie was the troll on here. Marie says she in better shape than my mother.
Oh.
She says she's stronger than me. She said all type of things. We would love to see it.
Drop bio in the comments.
Yeah. And that troll who I got into it with a couple weeks. I told you to send me the address. We could work out. We could do whatever you want to do. Let's get it in. Oh, but when it's time to pull up, nah, I'm not working out with a clown. Yeah, I bet you're not. Yeah. See, we don't just come on here and talk. We preach this shit. We put the work in. So anybody who wants to come put the work in with us, pull up. We'd love to. And you could come to our gym. You could come to our gym. People don't want to do that.
One-on-one, you want strength training, you want functional movement, you want calisthenics, what you want?
Yeah, goals is a very intimidating place. You can come to our gym, or we'll go to yours. It don't matter. So
don't matter, man.
Yeah. It is what it is, man.
I'm telling you.
Tampa, we know you're joking. Nobody takes you serious. We don't. Oh, yeah, Marie had called Jenny a slave master. We established that Marie is the pumpkin guy. I think Marie's the pumpkin guy, too. All right, man. Anyway, fellas, I know all guys, we want to look good. We work out for aesthetic reasons, obviously, right? It has to be bigger than that. You can't get motivated because a girl said something to you about shit. Let's watch the video. This girl basically says she'll let a guy hit if he gets in shape, if he loses weight. And let's see his reaction. Guys, we took an L today. Let's check it out.
This way, I'll let you hit.
What?
Not you, fool!
Oh.
Nah, clip that up.
Okay, he wouldn't do it for the 5K against Brad, but now, huh? Look at him, already started.
Look, he's jumping.
Early. So Sarah's just leading us on.
He's the one that pulls away. I've tried a few times. Homie pulls away.
Only thing he does is pull out, never pull away.
No, you pull away. If you lose weight, I'll let you hit.
That's crazy, bro.
What?
Not you, fool.
Oh.
Nah.
Then goes the jumping jacks.
He wouldn't do it for the 5K against Brad, but now, huh? Look at him. Already started. Starting early.
He looks so good.
Yeah, guys. If this is going to motivate you, guys are cooked out here.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
You need some other motivation. What you think, Tune?
Man, if you're... if your reason to want to get in shape is predicated on a woman telling you she'll let you hit, man, you're several blocks behind the curve. You got to get together, man. That should be the last incentive. That should be the last thing to incentivize you to want to get in shape.
Yeah.
You got to do it for your own mental health, you know, your physical stature, the whole nine yards. You got to do it for yourself. Everything else is external validation. It doesn't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Do it because you love yourself. Do it because you want to instill discipline. Do it because you want to level up in your personal life, in your relationships, in your business. Do it because you want to do it, not because some random ass chick at the gym say, I'll let you hit. And then you get in shape and she still don't even let you hit.
So what is that? She's not going to let you hit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? She's just doing that for the video to make you look like a fool for the dude that's actually working out, who she about to go let hit right after the video. And you're a dumbass sitting there doing jumping jacks, shirt off.
And he hit before the video.
He hit before the video and he gonna hit after the video. And you still not gonna hit and you still not gonna get in shape. You feel me? Like,
crazy. It's out here, man. And then, you know, if you don't have like a sense of purpose for why you're working out, you're gonna gain the weight back. You're going to be out of shape within 30 days again, maybe 60. If you go a little harder, but you're going to be out of shape again. You're going to be in that cycle, that yo-yo, right? Up and down, up and down. I've been working out for 10 years. Well, I can't fucking tell.
Right? I keep plateauing. God, I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, we know what's wrong. You're thinking about clapping cheeks instead of getting your shit together. I don't know what's wrong with guys, man. Guys, we complain about the women a lot, but the guys aren't that much different from the women.
At all.
If a dude can get a comfortable salary and he could get some consistent cheeks, he's fine. He doesn't want to work out. He's good. He's looking at me in tune like we're fucking crazy. Yeah, y'all got to stop that, man. Y'all doing too much. No, we're not doing too much, brother. You just got to step your game up, man. You know, fellas, we're supposed to be strong, right? We're supposed to be lean. We're supposed to be vascular. We're supposed to be athletic. We're supposed to be capable, physically capable of doing things.
Physically imposing.
Absolutely. Right? I don't know. Yeah, masculine energy. High testosterone. That's what we're supposed to be. I'm not saying you got to be macho and trying to fight people all the time. That's not what I'm saying at all. But to be walking around with a high body fat percentage with man boobs, you got to take some fucking pride and step it up, man.
Yeah.
Have some pride in yourself, man. That's not what we're supposed to look like. Right?
At all.
And I'm not telling you that not to get your money. I'm not telling you not to take your business serious. I'm not telling you not to prioritize your family. But it doesn't even take neglecting that stuff to get this body. It doesn't take neglecting that to improve. Self-improvement is always on the menu. Ain't that right, Tune?
You know I'm going to tell the truth, but you know I got to go.
Absolutely. What's her problem? Hope she's joking. Me too. They joking. Felipe put up heavy lifts too. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, hey. What I tell y'all, when you see jokes like that, there's always some truth to it. There's always some truth to it. Am I right or wrong, Tune?
For sure.
100%. There's got to be some truth to it, dog. Always, dog.
There's always some truth behind it, for sure.
Yeah. You got to follow Woman's lead. She's not interested. If you need motivation to work out, you might as well stay fat. The obese side of my family is always saying you're doing too much. Why are you doing sprint track workouts in your 30s? And see, that's limited beliefs right there. And Jenny, you're smart enough not to listen to them. But I mean, I do stuff too. I know some of y'all have seen me on the gram doing my jumps, my box jumps, my warm ups and stuff. I'm in my 30s. I could chill too. But for me personally, I'm sure Tune, you the same way.
Yeah.
When I have a challenge. When I'm going to the gym, it's going to keep me going in there, right? It's going to keep me going 100%. It's going to keep me wanting to improve. It's going to keep me working to my fullest capacity in the gym. So if there's something you like doing, right, that might, quote unquote, be not popular to do in your 30s or 40s or 50s, go do that shit.
Man. All
right. And I mean, I'm about to get back on the court. I want to get back to playing basketball regularly. So I'm going to do that. That's going to be part of my conditioning, you know? So there's nothing wrong with that, Jenny, at all. They fitness shaming. That's still a bad message to put out. You know, some knucklehead believes that BS. Exactly. Exactly. All right, we got one more video. We got what it looks like when you're doing too much in the gym and why you don't have to do all of that. Let's check it out, man.
And fam, if you're 35 plus and your workouts still look like this, killing yourself on the cardio machines, all in an effort to get rid of your big ass stomach, this shit is not going to work. And it's not going to be sustainable for you to do long term. And you're going to end up injuring your fucking self at some point. A great training program is going to involve you getting stronger at the 7 primal movement patterns that your body go through daily. I'll give you some examples. When you sit down in a chair and you stand up, that is a squatting variation. So you want to train that in the gym. When you're carrying groceries in from your car to your home, that's a form of carry. And when you're putting away those groceries and you place something in the cabinet above you, that's an overhead press. So your job when you come into the gym is to strengthen these movement patterns and to focus on progressive overload strength training, because that's going to help you increase lean muscle, and that's going to be more efficient for fat loss long term. Now, if you're doing all those intense exercises because you just enjoy to do it, by all means, continue to do it. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to do. I'm just saying that it's a bad approach if the goal is to get rid of your big ass stomach. Because if you want to really do it in a sustainable way, then you need to focus on eating correctly, which is under your total daily energy expenditure, and training safely and efficiently. And if you need help with how to do that for your lifestyle, then I want you to DM me the word coach, and I'll reach out.
No free game, no free promo here. But anyway, shout out to that brother for the video. No free promo here, brother. No free promo, But dude is absolutely right, man. All the complicated Instagram workouts, the burpee backflips, the, you know, and no shade to anybody, but you might see guys doing all types of, you know, push-ups, muscle-ups, all that shit is great, right? But, you know, if you're just trying to lose fat and you just getting started and you haven't mastered the basics, start with the basics.
Yeah.
Right? It makes no sense to do that shit, because it's not going to, that stuff is not to improve your body composition. Those are advanced moves that people have worked up to from years of work. Right, most of us aren't there yet. A lot of that shit I can't do. There's a lot of shit I can do though.
Me too.
Just keep it simple, man. Keep it simple. These movements that people are telling you to do, the squats, the overhead press, the deadlifts, these mimic your daily movements, your daily functional movements that you perform every day. Squatting, what kills me is people will say they can't squat, but you sit down on the toilet every day. You sit down on the couch. You sit down in your work chair, but you can't squat at the gym. Makes no fucking sense. Right? So master the basics before you do these advanced moves. You got anything on that, Tune?
Yeah, man. Especially if you're a beginner, right? You want to focus on, number one, just showing up. That's more than half the battle. And then number two, you know, working on compound movements, you know, applying progressive overload, incrementally going up on the weight to test your strength over time, right?
Yep.
And, you know, just learning the basics. The basics are boring, but the basics get results. That's what people fail to realize. You don't got to be doing muscle ups or, like you mentioned, burpee backflips or barbell. You don't got to be doing none of that, right? Do the basics, lunges, RDLs, you know, squats, suitcase squats, whatever the case is. And then if you just pair progressive overload with a little bit of cardio, and then above all, stay on top of your nutrition, track your macros, you know, stay disciplined with your diet, you are going to see results, and those results will be sustainable long term. So you don't have to do the most. You just got to do the simple things. The simple works. Simple is always more efficient than when you're trying to do the most, right? So, you know, keep it simple and keep it simple, keep it sustainable.
It's absolutely you're absolutely right there, because think about it. If you're doing a push-up, clap your hands back down for a push-up, you can't do that. You can't do that every day. You can't do that every day. So just focus on things that you can rotate consistently, right? Your workout should be a little boring. And when they get boring, you can increase the weight. You can increase the time under tension. You can decrease the time under tension. You can do explosive movements, right? That's one thing I've been working on. And then after 8 weeks of doing it, you can switch it up. But you got to give your body a chance to adapt to these movements, man. You can't just keep going from thing to thing. You going to Pilates, you going to yoga, you going to Zumba, then you going to see the trainer. Now you at the fucking Barry's boot camp. Now you at Orange Theory. You're doing too much. You're doing way too much, man. I could keep going with that, but I don't want to shade nobody out here, man.
Crazy.
I don't want to shade nobody out here, man. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to do that to him. Look at Spider Mo. Look at Spider Mo. You're not in jail no more. You don't have to do all burpees. Hey, man. I'm not. I like burpees. I like burpees. But you know, people talk down on burpees, but it's a super functional movement. It's a full body movement, man. I don't have a problem with burpees. What you think, Tom?
I love burpees. I was asked one time in an interview if I were to choose one exercise to do for the rest of my life, what it would be. And my response was burpees, right? If I could choose one exercise, and the reason, because it's a full body exercise. You know, you get your cardio in and you can build strength, right? You can build, you know, you can build upper body strength, and it requires you to use your whole body. You use your legs, so on and so forth, right? So
yeah, that's it.
But everybody can't perform burpees. So if you're still a novice in the gym, if you're still a beginner, you know, stick to the simple things like we mentioned. You know,
do a modified burpee.
Yeah, do a modified burpee or do a half burpee, right? You know, but stick to the things that you know you can do within your skill set.
That's it, bro. It's that simple, man. It's that simple. And Jenny asked a question here. Can't remember your diets. I mean, I don't really have a diet. You know, I just eat whole foods. I eat lean meats, green vegetables. Most of my fruits are strawberries and blueberries and chicken, steak, shrimp. Sometimes salmon. That's it. And a gallon of water every day. And either sparkling water or a zero calorie soda. Sugar free.
Yeah, I've been, I got a whole, you know, a whole or nutrient dense diet, right? I eat a lot of fruits, seeded fruits, right? You see the watermelon, papaya, things of that nature. I've actually been, you know, trying to clean up my system and trying to rid my body of parasites, you know, eliminate the sugar cravings and stuff like that. So, you know, more recently, trying new things as far as my diet, eliminating, you know, so much red meat consumption, and incorporating, you know, more lean, like white fish and things of that nature, right? Because I'm learning more and more about the body and understand that you don't even need to eat that much, truth be told.
You right? Really don't.
Your stomach is only about the size of your fist, if not a little bit smaller, right? So, you know, the misconception, you know, you need to eat three meals a day. I think that was like a thing created by like John D. Rockefeller, where they're like the standard American diet. You got to.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think that's a fact. Well,
that motherfucker was fucking up everything.
Yeah. And the goal behind that was to like, you know, trick people into believing like you got to eat so much. I think it was a thing of like depopulate the world or whatever the case may be, like make people believe that they got to eat so much, whereas though they start to become sick, so on and so forth, right? But nevertheless, that's a side note. So I'm, you know, learning more about, you know, just, you know, eating a more or having a more holistic diet, eating less, fasting more, you know, cleaning out my body, certain supplements, so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, that's one reason, you know, I know people think I'm making excuses, but that's one reason I never was big on bulking, because dog, I'm not eating 5K calories in a day. I'm just not doing that shit, bro.
I'm not doing that shit either, bro.
I'm not, bro. Like, it's just not happening, you know? And I got too much shit going on in my day to be trying to eat that much.
Every five minutes.
Yeah.
And not only that, but when you eat so much, your body is still trying to work off the last meal, and all your energy is going towards, you know, trying to digest that food. So you haven't even burnt off the last meal, but you stuffing your system with more food, and you wonder why you're tired, you wonder why you're sluggish, having midday crashes, brain fog, so on and so forth, unmotivated, because your body's all your energy is going towards, you know, your digestive system.
Yeah, and I've you know, anytime I've done, you know, bulking where I've, you know, gained 15-20 pounds, I felt terrible, bro.
Yeah,
I wanted to drop that shit instantly, you know. So I'm No, seriously, bro. Like, if I can't run comfortably or if I can't perform some type of athletic movement comfortably, I'm good. I'm good.
Your knees start hurting and shit.
Bro, I don't like that shit, bro. I don't like it. So, yeah, man, I'm cool. I like where I'm at. I like what I do. And that's how it should be. That's how fitness should be, man. And a lot of people get it misconstrued. They think, like, if I say a trainer needs to be fit, I'm saying it's a certain body type. Not at all. Comes in all different shapes and sizes. Pause, no diddy. Me and Tune ain't the same. We ain't the same size. We ain't the same body composition, but we both fit as fuck.
We're fit as hell.
You know what I mean?
A multi-dimensional.
Yeah, absolutely. And we both get our clients' results. You know what I mean?
And we both got to talk to ourselves. You feel me?
You dig what I'm saying?
You understand me?
and we both play D1.
Bars.
and we both the source. Hey, guys. The source story I had today, I had to tell Tune. I can't tell you guys. But you fucking men out here. You guys got to get in the gym, man. You guys got to get in the gym. You know what I'm talking about, Tune, what I sent you earlier?
It's crazy. My first question, I was like, because the way you asked that question was going to determine, like, what's the real reasoning behind that? And I was just like, oh, okay. So it's maybe like a general thing. But had you said the opposite, like, oh, nah, Slim pays you, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, guys, just focus on yourselves, man. Guys, focus on getting in shape. You guys are focused on the wrong shit. Seriously. Seriously, bro.
You wouldn't even have to worry about that. Regardless if you're short, you got social media, whatever the case may be, whatever.
Yeah. And the point I'm trying to make is, like, when I'm focused on, you know, improvement, when I'm focused on leveling up, a lot of that dumb shit doesn't even faze me, right? A lot of negativity or, you know, just these negative thoughts, that don't even come across my mind to even ask someone to do some dumb shit. I wish you guys knew what I was talking about. Y'all would have a fit. But I don't know who's watching.
Yeah. He's on the podcast right now. He's talking about it.
It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy out here, man.
He definitely seen the podcast. He had to.
I don't know. I don't know. Spill the beans. Fight amongst you at the gym, buddy. I'll tell you at the gym.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. But I appreciate you joining the show, man.
Nah, 100%, brother.
It's good to have you back on, bro. We got to get back in the studio, man, and really, really talk that shit.
And really chop that shit up, you dig?
Nah, because I mean, like I said, some of the old episodes with us, those are like
classic
$1 million worth of game type shit, bro.
Too much game.
Nah, that needs to be behind the paywall. I'm being so serious, bro.
Bro, you gotta put them bitches in the vault.
Bro, sure. I might have to put them on like Patreon or something, man. Because those were crazy.
Yeah, dropping too much sauce for the free.
We were dropping a lot of game, man. So if y'all ever get a chance, you know, I have a lot of videos on my page, but if you can find some of them old episodes with me and Tune, and we've had a couple guests on, we dropped a lot of game, bro. A lot of game, man. So. Yeah, man. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Spider-Man, what are you talking about? Don't be in the studio rapping, doing all that New York shit. What are you talking about, bro? Oh, man. This guy. Request for a winter indoor pool party to see who's on their game. That would be crazy.
Me and
Tune have another pool party story. We just haven't released it yet.
We got a lot of case studies, y'all.
No, that we seen this shit in real life. The shit was crazy.
This shit was. We spoke about it before it even happened.
Yeah. That shit was like some movie type shit, bro.
It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when.
So, that was crazy.
That shit was insane. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We're two for two, just now.
I think February was your best month. What was in February? You talking about on the podcast? I never rapped on the intro, bro. Cut it out. I never, what? See, this, bro, he just be saying shit. I never rapped on the intro, dog. Jenny would lose her mind at the party. That's crazy.
Facts.
Nah, that shit was wild.
Off rip.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wild times. But anyway, man. Like I said, another fire episode on Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, man. Tune, plug your social media. We're going to wrap this thing up, bro.
Yeah, man. If y'all want to tap in with me, it's Mr. Sweat for the Check, Mr. Self-Improvement. If y'all want to follow me on IG, it's Sweat for the Check, as it's spelled right there. I'm on YouTube, Sweat Check, one word, man. If you got any questions, if you're curious about something, if you need a little bit of tips, man, hit me up, man. I'm a cool guy. We can chop it up. But, you know, you got to keep it brief, though. Best fitness podcast out. You know, shout out to C. Marty. It's good to be back, man. Y'all going to be seeing a lot much more of me, man. You know, we're going to keep dropping these bars, these gems, providing this game. And we're going to keep educating, man. You dig what I'm saying?
Absolutely. This Spider-Man talking about, he going to send me an episode where I was rapping. Okay. February and March with you guys on the Power of the Best. Yeah. I honestly, Jenny, I'm talking about before that. I'm talking like 2023, 2024, me and Tune episodes. That was crazy.
Back. Going back there.
Yeah, nah, that was that shit was crazy. That shit was classic. I'm gonna start featuring them joints on my YouTube. But anyway, man, go ahead and follow on social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube. But you watching right now, subscribe to the page, share with a friend, Less Brunches, More Crunches.com for the gear, or you can cop the gear directly from my YouTube and Less Brunches More Crunches podcast on Apple and Spotify podcast if you want to listen to the audio form, man. So listen, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Sunday, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.